Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Come on, everybody.
worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Bring us in prayer. Good morning, Evangelist, and good morning, Saint. Thank you once again for tuning in with us. It's always awesome to be here with the Lord and fellowship and get the nourishment that we receive on a day-to-day basis. We thank you, God, as I am decreasing me, oh God, and increasing you, Holy Ghost. We thank you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we thank you. This is the day that the Lord has made, oh God, and we will rejoice in it and be glad, oh God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to see another blessed day, oh God, and another glorious week, oh God. We thank you, God, as we bow before you, oh God, this day, oh God. We thank you, God, for everything that you're doing in our life, oh God, for all the blessings and the manifestations, God, that you're blessing, that you're bringing in our life, oh God. We even thank you, God, for the things that you are removing, God, in our life, God. We thank you, God, for the things that you allow us not to walk into, oh God. We thank you, God, for the hedge of protection, oh God. We thank you, God, because we do not know what we walk into, or we do not know the things that we are foreseen before us, oh God. So we thank you, God, that you go out before us, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, for the air we breathe, oh God. We thank you, God, for our daily bread, oh God. We thank you, God, for these simple things, oh God, because if you didn't give us anything else, oh God, it would be righteous, oh God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. Thank you, God, for giving us the things that you do, God, the mercy, God, the joy, God, the peace, God, the riches, God, that you give us in our life, just the simple things, oh God. We thank you, God, for these, oh God. We thank you, God, for doing this, oh God, for allowing us to have a roof over our head, oh God, for allowing us to have the things that we have in our life, oh God, for allowing us to have work, God. We thank you, God, for this, oh God. We thank you, God, because this is true manifestation of the things that we need and the things that we want in life, oh God. We have to put forth the work, oh God. Thank you, God, in giving us the strength, God, to do these things that you're having us to do, oh God, in the day-to-day basis, God. Let us know, God, it's not man, God, but it's you, oh God. For this, we, God, we give you praise, oh God. For those who are in pain, oh God, who are lonely, depressed, oh God, who feel ill, God, who feel sick, oh God. Please, oh God, thank you, God, for going forth, oh God. You are ready to give them, oh God. We thank you, God. We're allowing you, we're allowing you to work in our life, oh God. We thank you, God, for giving us the grace, oh God, the mercy, God. We thank you, God, for your salvation, God. We thank you, God, for laying your son down on the cross, oh God, to giving us for covering us for our sins already, oh God. So we know, God, that we now, God, to walk into the promise of what you, God. All we have to do is lay ourselves down in front of the cross, God. Lay ourselves down in front of the altar, God, and give ourselves up to you, oh God, like never before, God. As we continue, God, to love you, God. We continue, God, to walk with you, oh God. We continue, God, to seek you, oh God, like never before, oh God. Let us, God, not, God, we carry in our spirit, God, and not be worried about the word, the things and the ways of the world, oh God. Let our heart and our mind not be dismayed, oh God, with the things that we see, God, we cannot understand, God, but we'll keep our mind and our heart and our spirit on you, oh God. It's a day, God, that we walk in true trueness with you, oh God, like never before, oh God. We thank you, God, for this day and forevermore. We shall praise your name like never before. Amen, 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 God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. We just going to continue to praise the Lord because he is so worthy to be praised. I'm going to tell you something, Saint. When you get into a true praise and worship with the Lord, I'm telling you, all type of things break around you, all type of chains. The anointing becomes so powerful that it just removes everything that's around you. You take your problem off of, you take your mind off of that problem, and you just enter into its gate and just let it all go. You just loosen everything. And I'm telling you, praise is what is the best weapon. I found praise to be the best weapon. Even in my wrongness, I'm able to go back and fight it just by praising the Lord, just submitting everything to him, laying it at his feet, and just letting him know, Father, I praise you. I need you right now, Lord. Just give me the praises. Just give me what it is you want me to say to you. What is it that I need to do? Do I need to get out the car and shout? Do I simply need to raise my hand? Do I need to speak words unto you? What is it that I need to do? And I'm telling you, it's just a mighty, mighty feeling. Yesterday after the service, after our praise service, I went before the Lord. I Father, what is it? Why did it happen this way? Where do you want me to go? And I'm telling you, on today, I'm just this light.
in the air. And I'm just so thankful that God raises, breaks the atmosphere. God raises, destroys different things. It confuses the enemy. And I'm thankful on today. But I have a question for you today. I have a question for you today because I need to know, because I'm in a place right now where I'm looking for a miracle. And as I continuously read Job 22:28, it says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Listen, this scripture is so powerful. It's saying that if you decree something, that it's going to be established. So my question to you this morning is, what are you decreeing, and what are you decreeing so that it can be established? Are you decreeing that you will trust the Lord with all thine heart? Are you decreeing that you will have a better prayer life? Are you decreeing and declaring that you are that you will receive a miracle? Are you decreeing and declaring that you will obtain salvation? Are you decreeing and declaring that you shall live for God and you also shall die for him? What are you decreeing and declaring? But not only that you're decreeing and declaring it, you are establishing it. It is built. It is grandfathered in. Nothing can take it. Nothing can move it. We know when we establish something, we're building it. It's solid. It's coming off of solid ground. I'm decreeing and declaring that I will have a supernatural, life-changing miracle happen in my life today. And I am establishing it by speaking it into the atmosphere. Not only am I speaking it into the atmosphere, it is embedded in my heart. It is embedded in my mind. My soul is anchored. So I'm in my mind, it is going to happen no matter what my circumstances are, no matter what my situation is. I am speaking it as if it has already occurred. And not only am I speaking it, I have established it. Listen, we sit and we say so many different things. We speak on so many different things. We ask God for so many different things. He gives us the tools. He gives us the examples. He gives us the scripture through wisdom and godly counsel for us to allow these things to soak in and then use them. But we see things and we just ignore it. Well, when the light shines in my, when the light bulb comes on in my life, I'm learning to pick those things up and start using them. This is not the first time I've came with this scripture. The difference is when I'm saying it because I mean it. When I'm speaking it, my words I'm speaking, it's because it's built in now. It means that no matter what, no matter what comes to shake me, it's still going to be the same. Where I realize that storms are coming my way because I've made a conscious decision some time ago, but I just didn't realize the storms was coming to shake me, to move me off my square, to disrupt what I had already decreed and declared. So therefore, I needed to press a reset button and go back in and decree it and declare it all over again and establish it. But this time, because I know the weapons, the terror that's coming at me by night, and I realize that I am not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities, I got to keep my war clothes on. I have to keep my armor on. I have to protect what I have already spoken out of my mouth, and I protect the establishment that I've already created by speaking it. I'm telling you, God has given us so much power. So much power. We need an authority. Power and authority mixed together along with the anointing. Do you know that the enemy should be fearing us as we take one step? That enemy should be taking 10 back as we continue to speak? The enemy should start scattering just as at our saying and declaring positive things, not speaking things that's going to hurt us. And when you sit back and you think about it, you say, did I say that? Did I really say that? Not knowing that you're speaking a negativity into the atmosphere when you need to be thinking something positive. I'm speaking to the backsliders. Now know that I am striving to get things correct. I am striving to enter to become a faithful servant in the kingdom of the Lord. Stop all the time downing yourself. Stop all the time talking about your addiction. Stop all the time talking about your depression. Stop all the time talking about the things that is not of God and start speaking the things that is of God and establishing them. Get into your Bible. If you don't know what to say or what to decree and declare, find you some scriptures. Personalize some scriptures and start decreeing and declaring the things that you are asking of God, because he has given us the power and the authority to do so. We kill our own situations. We self-condemn ourselves. We stay in a place of damnation ourselves because of the things that we speak. We're sitting there, we're speaking these things, but we're establishing these negative things because we constantly keep speaking them. Get yourself out of that situation. If you are nobody, look in the mirror and tell yourself you are a somebody. If you feel that you are a coward, look in the mirror and tell God to give you some boldness. If you feel like that you cannot be a victor, look in the mirror and say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Start decreeing and declaring things over your life, because God said he gave us the ability to do so in Job 22, verse 28. Read your scriptures. Allow your scriptures to become a part of you. Use them in the way that God set the example for you, for them to be used. No, you're not Job. I don't know anybody that's probably going to go through anything that Job has went through and withstand it. But guess what? An example. The compass was given to you. The sword was given to you. So we need to, as a people, to collectively start using what God has given to us. I decree and declare on this morning that minds will change, minds will regulate. I decree and declare on this morning those that have shut doors to the Holy Spirit, that you will walk around your house. While I'm talking about your house, I mean your body, and you will open those doors. You will allow the Holy Spirit to enter in, because as long as you're allowing him to enter in, there is going to be some spiritual growth in your life. You're not going to stay the same. It is no way on God's earth that he created, and that he created, that you will stay the same once you have a divine appointment with the Holy Ghost. There is no way. You want to sing. You want to shout. You want to dance. You will pull over in the gas station and do a jig, a holy dance, or whatever. You will raise your hand in the air and shout like you don't care. You don't care who's watching you. We have to get into a place where we start. I'm saying it because I mean it, because the Holy Spirit quickened me to let me know, why aren't you using the power and the authority that I've given you? Why are you sitting on it? Why don't you understand who you are in me? Don't you understand not just me? He's talking to the people. Do we not understand who we are in God? Do we not understand all of the tools that he has given us for a betterment in our life, for us to live a life of fulfillment? We do not have to stay in the same place over and over. You do not have to see the same scenery. You do not have to hear the same thing. You do not have to even eat the same thing. God has made it possible for us to live in a better life, and not just live in a better life because we are worldly people. I'm talking about living in a better life as a kingdom citizen, somebody that's faithful, somebody that's dedicated, that's loyal, that's committed to Christ, and that's not going to let the storm that's coming their way knock them off their square. You become the storm. You become the person that uproots the situations, that make the trees fall over when you walk, when you speak, that calms the wind and say, because you have taken authority. I'm telling you, saints, we have to be into a place. Understand the movement that God has going on right now. It's so much going on. It's so much in this world that's going on. And it is something to shake everybody. It is something to move everybody. I'm sitting and telling you, it is a shaking going on. And I need you to understand that if you are a part of the shaking and you feel like it is totally out of control, you need to speak to it. You need to decree whatever it is that you need to say to that, whatever the shaking is, and calm it down. If you need the shaking to uproot some things, you need to decree it and declare it and move it up out of the way, because it is you who are in a place where you can establish it. I want to talk to those that need a healing this morning, and I'm talking to my, tell you all something. I may have a thorn in my side, and I have came to the conclusion that it may be my asthma. I'm willing to deal with it because you know what? God gives me godly counsel. I have doctors, a pulmonologist, and a hematologist, and all type of tologists that helps me, that's constantly calling me and giving me sound advice that's going to keep me here on earth. But I decreed and declared that I had a total hearing. I decreed and declared I had total restoration. And I'm sitting and telling you today, do not sit and allow your healing to overtake you. You get into a place where you decree and declare that by Jesus Christ, you are healed. And not only do you declare, you establish it by getting in touch with your doctors, by changing your eating habits, drinking more fluid. Don't you sit there and allow the enemy to beat you in a place where God has already given you the keys, the access, the power, the authority, freeing it and allowing it to be established. I want to talk to those that are in a place of depression because everything around them seems like it's just falling down. I decree and declare on this morning that you would lay it at the throne, at the Father's feet, and realize that the battle is not yours, because sometimes things are not meant for you to handle. For the majority of the time, it's God's battle. It's not your battle. You need to just be obedient and give him what the problem is and stop picking it up and giving it and taking it back. I'm talking about some words that was given to me. Now I'm sharing it with you. You do not have to be into the state of depression. You can give it to God. Sit back and ask God, listen, it's way too bigger than me. My situations are way bigger than me. I don't have this. I don't have that. But I want to sit and tell you today, you got the number one way maker. You got the miracle worker. You got the deliverer. You have the healer that's right there with you. All you need to do is turn it over to the Lord. Do you all understand what I'm saying? And it shall be established. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go in the dictionary. Look up what the words say. Look at established and see what it is that you can do. Stop slumbering and sleeping on the things that God, the tools that God has given us. When the scripture came to me last night, I'm sitting and telling y'all, I got up and I had to come outside. It didn't matter that it was raining, because the rain was just doing something new to me. The fact that God enlightened me on the power that he had given me. So it's no need for me to be in a place where I'm constantly asking him the same thing over and over. I've decreed it out of my mouth, and once I decreed it, it was established, because deep in my heart, I meant what I said. I'm not stumbling. There's no doubt there. There's no fear there. I'm going to continue to be obedient to his will and his way. Understand this. When you are established, when you are decreeing it and decreeing and declaring something, we know that we need to be in the will of God. See, that's the problem that I found out. I can sit and I could decree and I could declare something, and the next minute somebody may irk my nerves and my attitude has changed. Anger rises up again inside of me. So now I have sinned. Now I have sat, and what I've put into place, it has no more power because I've taken my own power away from me because I've allowed something else to overcome me. But when I get into a place and God sit and say, sit your butt down, let me talk to you, let me tell you what I have already imparted in you, and if you listening to me, if you love me, you're going to obey me, and you're going to do what I tell you to do so you can move on, because I'm tired of seeing you in the same place. I know what I have given you, but you need to get into a place where you activate the faith that I've given you. You activate the power that I've given you. You activate the authority that I've given you, and you use the keys that was already given to you. So I sit and say to you today, what are you decreeing established? Do you believe deep in your heart that you can decree and declare a thing and it will be established? Do you understand that God loves us so much that he gives us on earth as it is in heaven the keys to do different things? Do we realize how much God loves us? Do we realize how much God trusts us? Do we realize how much God believes in us? No, we don't, because we don't realize how much we trust God. We don't even know how much if we truly believe in the things that he has said, even though we look day after day at his creation, even though some of you know that you're in a better place than what you were 2 months ago, even though you might have been on your bed of affliction and God rose you off your bed of affliction and put you in a better place, yet we still don't trust him. Yet we still don't believe in him. Yet we still don't see him. Yet we still doubt him. But he has already made the provision for us. Are you ready on today? Allow the scriptures to be your guide, along with the Holy Ghost that's going to lead you. See, when you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, he is going to take you to the scriptures and show you the things that you need in order for you to get to a better place. You hear people back in the day, you never heard people decree and declare a thing until you had some true unadulterated pastors, apostles, bishops, evangelists, teachers, preachers that start using it because the light bulb came on in their head, because God allowed them to realize this is what you need to do to get into a better place. This is what I need my children, your sheep, to understand that they have the authority to do so. So I sit and ask you today, are you ready? That's the question. Are you ready to make some changes in your life? Or are you content to where you're at today? Minister Chiquita, what do you have to say? Are you ready? And if you're ready, tell me what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Good morning, Evangeline, and good morning again, once again, Saint. In our life, we tend not to be patient in the process when God is allowing us to go through things and allow us to come out of different things. We get worried, and that's when we get into the mindset and letting those things and ill thoughts start to seep into our mind and started thinking that this ain't going to happen and get those mindsets. So we, in a totality, in a realization, has to come to a know that God is doing what he say he's going to do. And It's up to you to come into that place. No one can force you. And a lot of times you go through some stuff that, well, God will let you go through some stuff, and we'll blame it on the adversary, but it don't be. God will allow us to go through some stuff for let us to see what who our true provider is. See, you may be thinking is you in a hardship. It may be God tugging on you to love on him, to seek him and get into a place with him. You may be thinking that you out of a job. It may be that you're not applying yourself or applying God in an aspect of your life, or saving the money, or doing the things that God has you to do with the money that God is bringing in your life, that you feel as though your finances is doing away. See, saints, we got to be patient with the process in which God is allowing us to go through. See, we have to eliminate different things while we're in the process. That's why we be in a process, period. You go through different stages of the process. The first, you have to clear out different things that's not of God. You have to clear it out. Eventually spoke on it. You have to clear it out. Get into a place to know that God stands on his promises. His words do not come back void. There's power in the tongue. You open your mouth and manifest the things out your mouth. You can be negative or it can be positive. You can choose to be a positive light, or you can choose to be a negative vibe. You can choose to be the sunshine, or you can choose to walk around and be a dark cloud. It's your choice. But God is asking you to walk with him in glory, in prosperity. On the other side of pain that you're going through, you think you're going through, you think you feel, it's your prosperity if you move through it. But you have to be in a place to where God, you are going to allow God to move in your life so profound that you know that it's him going, he's doing everything he's going to do. But we get in the mindset to and sit and wonder and ponder why it ain't got here yet. We look at other people and the things that they doing out in this world and think why we ain't got there yet. Why I don't have this. It's not your time. It's God's time. Some people have things, and some of the things that they got in this world, it's ill got. So stop looking at what they got and understand when God brings you into your blessed place and you get into your mindset, get into your mental set, and get into your heart set, God is going to push you into avenues, put you into places, and put you into with the right people for you to, for the true manifestations of your life to come forth, the true manifestation to come through into your life. But it's you got to get out of the way. It's only you got to get out of the way. The things start to come apart in your life. It may be a change in avenue that you got to move. Things don't start to happen in your life, and it's of God. He's the one that doing it. We always blaming things on the adversary. It's us allowing ourselves to stay out of the place of the blessings of God. We open our mouth and start to speak what we want in our mouth, like evangelists so eloquently spoke. Speak peace in your life. Speak joy in your life. I have gotten to the point in my life, you can't call my telephone with no crazy stuff, because what you're not gonna do is come into you're not gonna contaminate what God is doing in my life right now. You cannot, because God is in the midst, and when he's in the midst, can't no mess be involved. So that's how you have to get into your life. You don't want nothing to contaminate what God's bringing into what God's having in your life right now. Saints, it's such a blessed place. It's such a peaceful place in your mind, in your heart, in your spirit to be with the Lord at all times, knowing that he's going to do everything he says he's going to do. And all I got to do is ask for what I want, and he's going to provide it for me if my mind and my heart and my mind and my heart is in the right place, if my body's in the right place, if he sees forth for me to have it at that time period. God will give you everything that you need. Everything that you want, that he feels though that you needed at that time period. Sometimes, saints, we wonder why we ain't got any things, because sometimes we're asking and we're moving too fast. We don't need it yet. It's not our time for that yet. That's why God haven't gotten us to that place yet. So don't get dismayed in that. Know that when this time is coming, it's your time. It's going to come. And that light going to shine bright. So in the meantime, you keep yourself in a place to where you know God knows that you are truly for him. You truly, truly, truly. See, this ain't no have. This ain't no side piece relationship that we having with God. This is a true, honest, married relationship we having with God. See, he said he was married. He's married to the black father. So we once was done that. That's something that we had to come out of. That's something that I had to break in me. I couldn't keep going back and forth, back and forth. I asked God for something, and I try to work on it myself. It don't work that way. Work in the essence of I try to do what I thought God wanted me to do instead of asking God what he wanted me to do and do it. That's what I mean by I try to do it myself. I try to jump and do it. No, you have to ask God for everything you're doing, every step you take, you asking God how he wants you to move. It's getting to that detriment in your life. So in order for you to receive the things and the things that you truly want in your life, you got to get into a place to know he's there for you. This is something we're going to speak every day. He's there for you. He's willing to be on your side if you clear out the things that's not of him. And if you will release the things that's not of him and stop looking at what man got and look at what God can give you. Stop looking at what man got and look at what God can give you. He will send you to avenues, peoples, and places for you to come into the trueness of the what he has for you in your life. Saints, let us not get into a place to where we feel as though we can do it on our own, because it's only God that's moving in our life. Back to you, Evangelist.
Scripture says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. That's the King James Version. That's Job 22:28. Let's go to the light shining upon thy ways. That means on you, your ways have to be, you have to think the way that Christ. When you get into situations, and I was so happy that the revelation came, you cannot allow things to overcome you because Jesus already paid the price. He's already paved the way for everything. So you just need to be in a place, you, I, me, everybody, to be into a place where you let the old things, let's talk about the old attitude. You do not want to continue to walk around with the same old, you know it all, you can't tell me anything, you get angry, you worry about the words that different people are saying, a word game or different things. We have to be into a place that our actions, that God, his light shines through everything that we do. And this, as I go back and say again, this scripture is so powerful. This scripture, you want to be, have you ever seen people, because I know people, that everywhere they go, the light is shining on them. They can have a dark moment that it seems like an earthquake is just shaking up and two and three things are happening at one time, but they still got a smile on their face. They still got a peace and calmness about them. They're still in a place where you don't see, even if worriation and doubt may be inside of them, they're not showing it. It's suppressed. It's deep down, root way down, and not having the ability to come up and overtake them. That's because they have made a conscious decision that no matter how big my storm is, no matter how big the fire, the flames are, how furious they are, I'm still going to be cool, calm, and collected because I realize that I'm not in this situation by myself. There is God. God is right here with me. The Holy Spirit is fighting off the flames, so I won't even have a stench. You may be drowning in the water. The Holy Spirit is there lifting you up, keeping your head above the water so you shall not drown. The earth may be shaking around you, but you still because you have learned to allow the Holy Spirit to come in and take away all of that ugliness, all of that negativity, all of that doubt, all of that fear, all of that cowardness, all of those different things. And then you've opened yourself up. You opened yourself up, and now you've invited the Holy Spirit to come in and take place where those negatives was and replace it with the positive, the fruits of the Spirit, along with wisdom, along with godly counsel, along with discernment, along with knowledge, along with understanding, along with the greatest thing of it all, a personal, intimate relationship with God, so the things about you can change. I'm telling you, saints, I wish that I could just sit here and the Holy Spirit would just let me break this thing down to the way that he broke it down to me and how he did immediately the heart surgery on me. He even got down to the soul and said, listen, you keep saying that your soul is anchored, but I see it keep moving. See, when something is anchored, it's down there, don't matter how out of tides are, no matter what's wrapped around it, it's going to still stay there, no matter how much the weight is put on it, no matter how much friction is put on it, no matter how much something is going against it, it's going to stay where it's at. And I'm sitting and telling you today, I'm decreeing and declaring that my soul is anchored and nothing and nobody can come back again and make it move. I'm decreeing and declaring that it is anchored in the Lord. See, I got to give it a place. I got to give it to somebody. So I'm going to give it to the Lord. My soul is anchored unto the Lord, which is the headship of my, the headship, not just the headship, but the lordship of my life. Saints, it is so important that we get into these scriptures and we stand what God is saying to us, what he is speaking to us. We need to get into a place where you understand the power that you are given, the spoken word, how your words can move mountains, how your words can resurrect, how your words can give you restoration, how your words can reset when you feel like that there is no reset, how your words can speak to your spoken, to them dry bones that you just laying there and are continuing to allow to decay. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. Wake up on this morning. Let today be an awakening for you. Let you understand what God has given you. Use the authority that he has given you. Use the power that he has given you. What God, what the doors that God opened, no man can shut. Use your words to open the doors. Decree and declare things that you want to happen into your life. Stop staying in the same old place over and over. Speak to your situation. Tell them to get out of your way. Let God know that I hear you, I see you, and I understand you have done for me. It is a powerful thing. It is a powerful thing. We should not be wasting the power and the authority that God has given us. Our actions should show the glory, give God the glorification. Our words should give God glory. Our actions should give God glory. Our way of thinking should give God glory. Everything about us should give God glory. So I decree and declare on today, you will understand that you have the authority to decree a thing and it shall be established. There is nothing too big for God. There is nothing impossible for God. Show God that you want to see some of the miracles manifest in your life. Show God that I'm ready to get up off of my bed of affliction and realize that I was able to speak this thing. I understand what you were saying to me. And not only do I understand it, I'm applying it in my life. Show God if you are in a place where you feel you are in a dark dungeon right now and you're ready to get out of that dungeon and come into the light of Christ, then you tell God, you decree it and declare it, that I no longer want to be in a dark place. I'm ready to come up out of the back. I'm ready to step to the forefront. I don't care who you are. You may be a drunk on the street. You may be a hearted prostitute. You may be a compulsive liar. Whatever you are on today, you make a conscious decision that you're coming out of, because you can speak it. You can decree it, and it shall be established. Stop sitting and waiting for the bishop, the apostle, the evangelist, the preacher, the teacher to call you up front and speak a word when you can speak it over yourself. Start learning how to prophesy over yourself. Start learning how to speak to the things that you do not see. Call them to ask out to what you want them to be. In the name of Jesus, I sin and say today that minds will change, that hearts will change. You sinner man, you are going to run to Christ and sin and tell him, I want to be just like you are. I'm ready for the riches. I'm ready for my life to be fulfilled. I'm tired of living in a poverty state when I look and see people that have been the same place that I've been, that did the same things that I've done, and they have established the thing. They have established a new thing. Why? Because they've gotten into a place and they realize if they just change their way of thinking, if they just change their way of speaking, if they just surrender unto God and let him know that it's not my will, but it's your will, that a change can take place. I don't know who else I'm talking to today, but I'm telling you, my declaration as of yesterday changed. I've written me down some declarations, and I know that they can be established because I'm coming with a pure and genuine heart. I will be decreeing a thing every single day. And if sometimes God put the Holy Spirit put something on me, I may decree a thing 2 and 3 times a day because I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord. I'm decreeing and declaring to you right now, Father. I'm ready. I'm ready, Lord. I'm ready to sprout up. I'm ready to do the things that you will have me to do. I'm sick and tired of being in the same mindset. I'm sick and tired of having to. I'm ready, Father God, to be the person that you created me to be, the way you knitted me in my mother's womb and made me wonderful. I'm sick and tired of, Father God, of going around the same mountain over and over. So I decree and declare today, Lord Jesus, I surrender all. I surrender my mind to you. I surrender my heart to you. I surrender my spirit to you. And not only do I surrender it, I surrender it in totality. I give it all to you, Father God, withholding nothing, Lord Jesus, without any apologies. I don't know how many else of you would want to do the same thing, but I sit and tell you, decree and declare today that you tell Father, God, our Father, our Daddy, our Abba, that I come to you just as I am, Lord, and I'm ready for you to make me over, Lord Jesus. I'm ready, Father God. I'm ready to move on, Lord Jesus. I'm able, I have the ability to walk through my mountains, not around my mountains. I'm able to jump over my hurdles, Father God, so they won't trip me up, Lord Jesus. I'm ready, Father God, for my eyesight to get a little keener. I'm ready, Father God, for my hearing to get a little, if it's an impairment there, Father God, I'm asking you to move it. If it's just people I'm letting to be in there, I'm decreeing and declaring that they're being moved too. Saints, I'm telling you on today, using the spoken word to help you, to lead you, and to guide you. Even if you don't know what to say because you surrendered, yes, Lord Jesus, just because that you surrender to the Lord, just know that the Holy Spirit, yes, Lord, will make an utterance to you. It's time for a change. It's time for a change. doing a new thing. It may be an old scripture, but he's bringing it back to light. He's letting the people know what he has already given us. Understand, say it, the tools, the tools that God has given us, understand them and allow them to be used by you, by me, by everybody that's under the sound of my voice. Allow the Holy Spirit to use you and lead you and stop stifling him, no matter where you at, if the Spirit is speaking through you, if the Spirit is showing something through you, I'm decreeing and declaring on today that the praises will go up so the blessings can come down. I'm decreeing and declaring on today that your worship will change suddenly, immediately. You won't sit and think about how you have to worship the Lord. You won't sit and think about how you need to praise the Lord. You will just openly do it because you invited the Holy Spirit in to do it for you. Remember, it is not thy will, but it is God's will. The Holy Spirit is here to lead us and guide us. Stop fighting it. Stop fighting it. I'm talking to myself this morning. Stop fighting it. Stop fighting it. Let go and let God, because he is here. He's moving. He's moving. Although we got this situation where even worse, listen, decree and declare. Speak healing over your body. Speak protection over your body. Decree and declare, though you walk through the valley of shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Go back into your hiding place. Get back behind God and allow him to protect you. Stop walking out and walking out, and you're not even walking out in faith. You're walking out in the natural. Start walking in faith and realize that God has you. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, as I said before, some mind regulating will go on today. Some open heart surgery will take place today. I'm not talking about tomorrow. I said today, because God is a now God. All you need to do is decree it and declare it and establish it and watch him work. Listen, ADM loves you, but God loves you most. I'm telling you, I'm just excited this morning. The Holy Spirit is just trying to take off in me right now. So I'm going to tell you all this. We'll see you back tomorrow at 7 a.m. because I got to go. I got to let my Holy Spirit, the Spirit inside of me, just over right now. I don't know what's getting ready to happen, but all I know is that I'm going to let his will be done. So we love you, but God loves you best. We will see you back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have a wonderful Monday. Decree and declare a thing, and it shall be established. Job 22:28, let it be embedded in your heart. The heart speaks to the mind, and let the Holy Spirit do its thing in you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you. We magnify you, Father God. We exalt thee, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise, Father God.
Is you power,
hallelujah. You hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord. Listen to the music. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Give him what you owe.
Gonna create a new atmosphere for you this morning. I decree and declare it's gonna place where the enemies are scattered and you'll receive the punch. going on. All you need to do is just give it to him. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way this morning. Have your way. Hallelujah. Hey. Yes, Lord Jesus. Ah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I need somebody to wave your hands and declare,
Lord, know who your God is on this morning. Know who your God is. Know how powerful he is. Know how much he loves you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Know that the Holy Spirit has given you up. The Holy
send the praise to the nation. Somebody send the